Toronto became Miami North this week, the Blue Jays having welcomed 5 former Marlins to their roster as a result of a trade that has Miami fans wondering who'll be wearing the local laundry in the spring and about exactly what's going on with their team. I'm joined by Dave Hyde, columnist for the Sun Sentinel. Dave, welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Why has the trade of Josh Johnson, Mark Burley, Jose Reyes, Emilio Bonifacio, and John Buck from the Marlins caused such an uproar in Miami this week?
Well, in Miami and South Florida, really, it's beyond a baseball story. It's a story of history involving the team and the community and the fact that a year ago, a new stadium opened with $360 million of public money. And I think people fear that Jeffrey Loria, the owner, is trying to make a lot of money here.
You've suggested that having sent so many popular players to Toronto, Loria should book a ticket north for himself as well. Is that a sentiment representative of how Marlins fans are feeling?
I think it is. I think at this point, in fact, he doesn't have to book it north. He can book it south. He can book it east or west. And it isn't like this is an isolated event. I mean, he's had the team for 10 years, and there have been issues and concerns and questions when they've been lying about not making money in an old stadium. And then their private records were discovered where they made about roughly $100 million over a 4-year span.
Historically, owners who've shipped out players with large contracts have done that in order to make the team more attractive to potential buyers. Loria has called accusations that he's doing that, quote, more stupidity. What do you think?
I don't think he's going to sell the team as much as people in South Florida want him to. I've been told that he will be carried out of the stadium with his last breath. I mean, he likes being a Major League Baseball owner.
How can you enjoy being a Major League Baseball team owner in a city where nobody likes you?
To me, that is the big question. You become a sports owner in part because of the status of it all. I don't know how he can show his face in South Florida. Nobody's going to want anything to do with him. Even the politicians who gave him all these hundreds of millions in vote, you know, they're running for the hills right now because they don't want anything to do with him. So I have no idea how he's going to enjoy the status of being a Major League Baseball owner.
A year ago, the Marlins had new players, new stadium, new manager, new uniform, logo, new brand, Miami rather than Florida. Is there anything now still keeping the fans buzzing about this team?
People are buzzing with pitchforks and torches in their hands. But you know what? It won't even be that. What will settle in is the complete opposite of grand hatred and emotion. It'll be complete apathy. Miami will be back in last place in attendance in the major league and with no hope to change that. So that's really the sad thing if you're a baseball fan in South Florida. This just strips almost all hope of being a fun night at the ballpark.
Dave Hyde is a columnist for the Sun Sentinel. Dave, thanks very much for speaking with me. I really appreciate it.
Glad to talk with you, Bill.